During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Are there other people out there feeling the same thing? That is a major reason that people discover our show. They're out there. They've had an experience. Maybe they really weren't too much into ghost stories or ghosts in general. It's kind of like, yeah, that, you know, you hear about that stuff, but then they have an experience. And then you start searching for answers and you start searching for other people who may have had a similar experience. How did they handle it? It's mimicking is what it really is, because that's what we do as humans. We like to mimic each other in certain ways. We like to understand that others have gone through mimicked situations in life. It's a way of accepting things. It's a way of our mind processing things and getting through them. So if that's you and you're here and you're new, welcome. If you've been here for a while, thank you. And you're always welcome here. As you know, we're a pretty safe community for talking about ghost stories. Our next story is one of those stories. It's so much more than a story. It's multiple stories in one. It's an account of a life and experiences in that life that lead one to really wonder, what is going on? Is there something more than just something around this person in the story? Or is there something almost embedded inside the soul of the individual telling it? At times, even controlling them. Take a listen. When I was younger, I had two divorced parents. My younger brother and I would stay with our mother during the week and with our father on the weekends. I did not like my father's house. It was a four-level house, and I did not like to go on the bottom two floors. The basement always scared me for some reason, maybe because there were no windows. I always had a feeling that something was watching me when I went into the basement. My dad, stepmom, and brother all slept upstairs on the top floor, while I had my own room on the third level down. My first experience happened when I was about 8 years old. I woke up one night and I was sleeping on the floor of my brother's room. I did not know why I was there or how I got there. I was scared and the house was dark, so I ran downstairs as fast as I could back to my bedroom. Now, this only happened for a mere few seconds, but I still remember it 11 years later. My body was still in my bed. Something was wrong. I don't know what happened, but my body was lying in my bed as usual. I ran back down into my bedroom and jumped back into my bed that one second. I was jumping into my bed. I saw it. I woke up the next morning and could not believe if I'd been in a dream or not. My brother had rearranged the furniture in his room the night before, and I remember observing it when I woke up on his floor. When I went up to his bedroom, I could not believe it. The furniture was moved to where I had seen it. I told my mother about the experience, and she said that there were stories like other people had. My stepmom said I had a dream. Maybe I did, but I still remember jumping into my bed and seeing my body lying there. I remember it, dream or reality. Anyway, years went by, and everything went along normally. When I was 12 years old, my mother died from cancer. I remember lying under the covers at night crying. I remember I sat up and pulled the blanket down across my bed. Sitting there was my mother. My heart just raced. I did not believe what I was seeing. I was dreaming. I had to be imagining it. She looked the same way she always did. She looked over at me, and I threw the covers over my head, and I cried again. I refused to pull the blanket down. I was scared to death. When I finally came around to coming out from hiding, my mother was gone. Not seen her since. As I grew up into my teen years, I felt really lost and confused. There were so many experiences I cannot even explain. Occasionally, I'd feel a strange energy pass by. Sometimes I'd feel good, sometimes I'd feel bad. There have been a few rare cases where I've seen people, ghosts, as you would call them. I went camping one weekend and I needed to kill some time, so I found a playground with some swings. There was a little girl sitting in the dirt, digging with her hands. I swung around on the swings for a while, and the girl approached me and asked, "Can I swing too?" I said, "Sure." She got on the swing and slowly swung back and forth. She was a sweet little girl, maybe 6 or 7 years old. She had dark brown hair down to her shoulders, and she was wearing a dress. I started to swing higher and higher until I was flying maximum capacity on the swing set. I saw my brother come across the field, and he jumped onto the swing beside me. I looked down to see where the little girl went, and she was gone. There was no way she could have taken off to the campsites so fast. I said to my brother, "Did you see that little girl?" He said, "No. Is that your imaginary friend?" How strange. Even to this day, someone will walk by and vanish. It doesn't happen very often, maybe a few times a year. When the first time I was around 10 years old, to my age now, I've always been good at predicting things. I've been able to see cases before they happen. Sometimes they come to me in dreams. Sometimes they come a split second before happening. I had a dream one night about my best friend's mother getting into a car accident on the date of May 16th. I told her about my strange dream, and she laughed about it and told her mother. This happened weeks before the date, and every day or two, we would bring it up and say, "May 16th is coming," and laugh. May 17th, my friend met me at school with his horrified look on his face. I asked her what the problem was, and she told me her mother did, in fact, get into a car accident the day before. She was not hurt, but the car had to be replaced. I thought that was a little strange. But then the predictions continued, and they were exactly accurate. I started to watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire without reading the questions and would try to see the answers in my head. The box would flash to the right answer, and every time I would be correct. It was amazing. I thought it was so neat, but I never spoke about it to anyone. I had a feeling that if I made a deal about it, I would lose the ability. If someone noticed, I would laugh and say, "It's just a coincidence." When I was about 16 years old, my family went on another trip to stay in a cabin in British Columbia. It was a large cabin, but I still had to share a room with my brother. It was a huge room with two separate beds on each side. One night when I was sleeping, I woke up and felt that something was going to happen. I looked around the room, and although I could not see anything, I felt something very dark heading my way. I tried to relax, but it was something I had never felt before. I suddenly heard something on the wall beside me. I cannot explain the sound. You've ever heard it? You'd know what I'm talking about. It's a quiet sound, almost like whispers and low humming. I can't explain it. There are no words. I turned my head and saw a dark figure emerging from the wall at the foot of my bed. All I could see was a large shadow, and I was horrified. I couldn't move. All I could think was, "I'm dreaming. Look away, and don't let it see you." But it was too late. It slowly drifted towards my face, and I felt it grab my hair, keeping my head in place. It was a shadow, and it had exceptionally long arms and fingers. The second I felt it hold me down, I panicked and leapt out of my bed towards the light switch. I flicked it on and looked back at my bed, and the demon was gone. My heart was pounding, and I felt sick with fear. I just stared at the wall until my brother woke up and said, "What the hell are you doing?" I just shook it off and said, "Nothing." I returned to bed. 2 weeks later, we returned home, and I was sleeping again. I felt something coming again and heard the noise in my wall. Heart pounding, thought maybe I should turn the light on before it comes. I tried to sit up, but I could not. I tried to lift the covers up, but could not. I could not move. I saw something dangling from the ceiling above me. I tried to get a closer look. I think it was a snake. It dangled and lurked closer towards my head. Once again, I started to panic, and I tried to forcefully pull myself up. I could not. I saw the snake coming closer and closer. I wanted to scream, but my voice would not let me. I felt my whole room fill with darkness, and I was scared to death. Eventually, I got up, and I ran straight to the light switch. The switch was not there. I desperately tried to find it, but there was no luck. I went to the door, but again, I could not find a way out. I ran my hands up and down the wall, frantically searching for a way out. I did not dare look behind myself. I cried and cried, and finally, the door opened. I ran down the hall into the living room and turned on the lights. I sat on the couch and watched TV for the rest of the night. Days went on, and I could feel the wall demon passing by. I remember it pushed me. One time during the day, I felt something shove me hard into the wall. I fell over and looking up, but nothing was there. I screamed, "Leave me alone!" Some nights I felt like my body was being controlled by something else. There's something about the moon that casts a spell on me. When I'm outside during the night, I feel as though I become possessed. It's not a scary feeling. I don't fear anything when I'm in this state. I feel like all the spirits are calling to me and guiding me. I cannot speak. I cannot control my body. And I admit this makes me very uneasy, but nothing bad has ever happened from this yet. One night, my body took me outside in the middle of the night, and it made me walk into the forest and stare at the sky until morning. My body returned home. I could feel myself control my body again. I'd usually run back home to keep quiet about it. I would not be comfortable walking into a forest by myself in the middle of the night. I would never do this ever. But when I'm in this state, I feel safe and protected. A strange thing I noticed in the last couple of years is that I cannot get into a hospital anymore. I spent a lot of time in them when I was visiting my mother, and sometimes something gives me the feeling that something happened. If I go into a hospital, my head starts to spin, and I feel like the whole building is rocking back and forth. I can feel so much energy moving back and forth, it's unbearable. I can hear so many voices and so many figures flying in and out of the walls. I do not like hospitals, and I try to avoid them as best I can. I'm fine anywhere else. I'm fine in a mall. I'm fine in a clinic. I'm fine in a downtown building. It only happens in the hospital. To this day, I still see figures moving all over the place. It's been quite a while since anything interesting has happened. I moved out of the home into my own apartment and will from time to time hear a loud bang or hear something fall over in the kitchen. I always see something walk by in the night and it makes me jump and turn the lights on. I'm comfortable knowing that there are many other people in the building and I can always believe that the noises are coming from next door. I felt very safe the last year and I believe that my mother is watching over me. I do fear that something will start up again in the future. I don't know when. I don't know what's going to happen, but it leaves my heart fearing what will come next. I know a lot of this is hard to believe, and I'm not writing this to make it believable. I have nothing to prove, but I swear that everything I have said is true. I know there's much more in this world than we cannot explain. Some of us were given this gift to see the paranormal. Well, I would say some of us were given the gift not to. I felt I had to share my story somewhere. I feel much more comfortable knowing that there are others out there experiencing the same thing. Thankfully, your podcast lets me know that.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.